News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Going up on 10 past 7 now on News Talk Breakfast. A month to go before Ireland goes to the polls, and Áras hopefuls continue on their path to the presidency. Several more local authorities deciding whether to nominate an independent candidate. Catherine Connolly, as we know, is now being backed by Sinn Féin. And there are other items that have cropped up in this morning's Irish Times, political editor for the Irish Times, Pat Leahy. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Let's talk about what's happening today, first of all. Gareth Sheridan still trying to go the local authority route. Uphill battle. He's two, he needs four.
Yeah, it's really crunch time for the independents that are trying to get into the race. Gareth Sheridan, as you say, trying to get in via local authorities. Maria Steen trying to get in through hitting the magic number of 20 members of the Oireachtas to gain entry to the race. There's a bunch of local authorities that are meeting today. Gareth Sheridan has targeted three of them, Meath, Offaly and Louth. He has two since last week. He needs two more, but he was blocked at Carlow on Friday afternoon. And I think that was a very significant blow, really, because it sort of signaled that the parties are closing ranks. Now, he was complaining about that over the weekend, saying that this was a denial of democracy by the big parties, etc., etc. Other people, I suppose, take a different view, saying this is what happens in elections. You vote for your guy, I vote for my guy. But
would I be right in saying, Pat, that at this stage, Maria Steen has a better chance of Gareth Sheridan? Because by going the council route and knowing that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are kind of sitting them out, it's going to be an uphill battle. But if Maria Steen can bring Independent Ireland and she just needs another two or three, it'll be easier to get two or three than it is seven.
Yeah, I think as things stand right now, that's probably right, that Maria Steen has a better chance. Now, she has that four votes from Independent Ireland, more or less available to her. What they have said is that if she is within four votes, that is, if she gets to 16, that they will back her. Michael Collins was speaking before the weekend, the leader of Independent Ireland, and he did seem to be inching towards supporting her. And he was of the view that his fellow independents, non-party independents, were inching towards supporting her. But she's still short. Pádraig Tobin, who has been sort of marshalling support for her, he says he believes that she will be at 18 votes, including Independent Ireland today. Now, that includes a couple of people who haven't come out yet and openly said they are supporting Maria Steen. So that'll be one thing to watch today, who those names are and if he actually has them and can produce them.
Just two other quick things before we go. Sinn Féin promised a game changer at the weekend. They totally bottled it. I mean, they're saying Catherine Connolly is their woman. I'm not sure how active they're going to be on the doorsteps trying to get her over the line. They've endorsed her, but have they really?
Yeah, this was, I suppose, the story of the weekend in the race in Manny Rays. Mary Lou McDonald talked it up, talking about a game changer, and then decided to support somebody who's been in the race, let's not forget, for the last 2 months. And you would have thought if this was such a great idea now, then why wasn't it a good idea back when Catherine Connolly entered the race in July? I don't think it's a game changer. I think if Catherine Connolly wins, then it has the potential to be a game changer. Mary Lou McDonald very much framed this as being part of the effort to construct a sort of united left alliance ahead of the next general election. So it's not so much about the presidency, I think, as about the general election.
And the nature and the tone of this campaign, if we do have three candidates, one of them we know is going to be Jim Gavin, and he is coming out swinging on these social media smears that are out there saying his family's deeply hurt, and he's fighting back, getting on to both Meta, who have taken action, and X, who haven't taken action. This is unfortunately the nature of modern political discourse, isn't it, Pat?
Yeah, this is from page both ourselves and the Irish Independent this morning. Some posts taken down by some social media companies, but others not. And I mean, there is a growing concern about this amongst politicians, not just the threats that they that they receive. But the fact that, you know, people can say anything and these posts are then published by social media companies, and, you know, you and in the radio business and I in the newspaper business, if we publish wrong information, then, you know, we are accountable for that. Not so with the social media companies. And Jim Gavin pointing out today that, you know, this isn't the cost of service. It's a failure of our culture. I think certainly a lot of politicians would certainly agree with that.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it there. Pat Lee of the Irish Times, thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.